This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So, you know, just it's change of seasons, right? Like it's the time of year that it is. So
turn.
I go out in the yard and start kicking down the corn maze, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know it's November.
It doesn't want to go. Do it.
No.
No, it do not want to go
to say
down.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. No, it do not want to go away. But you look at the calendar, you turn it over in November, and you say it's time to go kick and punch the corn maze until it is dust.
Stubborn maze.
The maze, and it never really gets any easier, does it? It physically or emotionally. Emotionally, I'm not ready to say goodbye to this maze. You know, I spent days in here. I was
mowing
I was lost frequently.
Yeah.
And then there also is this piece of like physically the corn is really tough. It gets really hard.
Yeah.
And when I'm kicking it, it's hurting my foot because it's cold
so
out.
Cold. Yeah.
And I'm
cold,
punching it and I'm getting little, you know, these sort of blades of corn stuck in my fingers and my
blades.
Knuckles.
Yeah. Also,
doesn't
this
it?
Year with that kid.
I know.
Just the level of like,
I
don't know. It was different this year.
It was too much, right?
I didn't like it. All these new people and doing the lines and stuff as they go through the maze. It's like, just go through silently, please.
That for
just
me
be completely
was like,
silent as you go through the maze. Unless
that's been part of the tradition.
Urgently
for me,
need help.
It's eerily quiet.
Yes.
And everyone's just sort of filtering around in the maze. There's sort of a light rustling sound. Mm-hmm. And an occasional gasp.
Did you go through and clear everyone out first before you started kicking?
Well, no, that was another issue, right? I'm just kicking and punching, and I assume anything I make contact with will be corn.
Yeah.
And what do you know? It's old man Bartholomew, you know?
Wow.
And he's now getting kicked and punched
into
dust.
Wow.
You know? And he's been in there for who knows how long.
Joe, did you kick your maze?
Kick your maze down yet?
No, I used to work in one of those, so I'm pretty respectful of those places.
So what, you leave it up? This is what's so crazy. When, like,
the ultimate
like
sign of respect to leave it up until it withers
you
and
leave
dies.
It up until Christmas and then like you don't even have a Christmas maze?
No, I have a Christmas maze.
Oh, you do?
You have room.
Where does it
for
go if you leave the corn maze up?
The corn maze and the Christmas maze?
I live in Manhattan.
La-di-da. Yeah, you live in Manhattan. This is, by the way, for people who couldn't hear before we started recording, which is everybody, this is the show now, Joe. All Joe has wanted to talk about is how she lives
in
Manhattan.
She lives in Manhattan.
Well, you'd want to talk about it too.
Day.
You'd want to talk about it too.
I was pretty excited about it at first.
I was fired up. You know, there was
what
a little while that it was a pretty good conversation.
So
it
what
just has been forever.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's relentless.
Been my whole day.
Okay. I just because I'm working on self improvement, do you know when it turned?
When it turned?
Yeah. When it felt like too much.
Okay. This is interesting.
Let me try to pinpoint it because it's a good question because I want to be constructive with this. I don't want to just
I guess
say,
the
like,
immersive 360 degree walking tour of Murray Hill.
You didn't like
Yeah.
Some of the previous destinations, I thought, and I appreciate that you were spinning around the whole time, so I am getting the 3D immersive experience. And that part was boring to me. Okay. And everything after that was really boring.
Yeah, I think that was when it turned. It was Murray Hill. And then I loved the beginning when we were in Chelsea.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
I loved Midtown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God, seeing some of those sights in Times Square. When we got to Murray Hill, and then as you headed down towards like Battery Park, I think I felt like, I'm just done, you know? Oh. And I'm surprised that you aren't.
Well, you both were smiling and nodding, so I thought that that meant...
No, we weren't. I mean, you might have been spinning too much or something, or like maybe holding the computer upside down. I don't know, but we absolutely were not.
I had something on the front of one of my teeth I was trying to get off with my lip. So I had something stuck. I was trying to peel part of like a gummy snack off of the front of one of my canines with my lip.
A gummy snack that attached?
It looked like a smile.
Okay.
Because I was kind of doing this a lot.
Right, right. And just, sorry, Hayes, what were you doing exactly? Because I really thought you were smiling.
I was shaking my D head.
He was shaking it.
Your what?
My, you know, what they say.
His ding dang.
My ding dang head.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to know, though. I guess I'll stop the tour at Murray Hill next time.
Dro Firestone, as they call her.
Known as Miss Prince.
She blows Dro, and she's known for it. Maybe that's why you couldn't tell when he was shaking his head is because you're so fucking high, Dro.
No. Not high. Not Dro. No.
People, whatever people want to do, they can do. I just want to say, if you're in a deal-making session with me and you've just smoked 8 ounces of Dro, I will beat you. I will have such an edge on you.
You will never get the better end of that deal.
Yes.
Because if you've been blowing 8 ounces of dank hydroponic before you sit down at a deal making session with Hayes, you may think that you have some fresh perspective or some new angle on it that maybe he won't see. He sees it all, and he's going to get the better end of the deal.
I just
do you want to make a deal?
No, I wanted to kind of clarify that my name is Joe, not Dro.
Kai.
That
hi, Joe Ponick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking that Joe.
Yeah. Well, I'm kind
could
of
work.
Kind of leading a weed-free lifestyle.
Firestoned.
No.
Joe Firestone, stoned off the fire.
You get it for free?
No. Mm-hmm. I'm not really interested in getting free marijuana and kind of living a marijuana free lifestyle.
You call ganja?
No.
What's the word you use for it so that we can all kind of get on the same page? Because we know that you're high.
I'm not high. I am sober. Kevin told me to be sober.
Manhattan
for this.
Sober.
No, Kevin told me to be sober for this.
Kevin has been suggesting that people be sober for our sessions. I don't know what brought that on.
It must be based on somebody's guest appearance.
Yeah.
People used to get pretty loose before they came on this show. No.
Kevin told me an email. I'll read this email right now. Kevin
please,
said,
yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
He said, Joe, just a reminder, please be sober.
Okay, and had he mentioned that previously?
No, and this was...
So a reminder, but it wasn't...
But
was
he,
no
he had not brought it up before. Okay, wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And then, you know, I guess that was, and then the next email I got from him was the Zoom link.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so,
and this was all within a matter of a few minutes this morning, yes?
Yeah, I got 3 emails in a row.
Well, I really appreciate you coming up, like showing up and doing it.
Do you want to talk about this, Kevin? Is it like a sound issue?
Yeah, what's the process? Yeah.
Just the pace slows down so much and it's so boring. I mean, not to get into the analytics, I'm kind of a numbers guy, Joe. You see this drop off with some of our, like, I don't know, for lack of a better word, stoned guest. You know, no one says anything. We have really nice fans, so like they just won't say anything, but the numbers speak for themselves. That drop off is just like, I mean, I go cliff diving off these damn drop offs. But because you're sober, I have your holiday gift for you and for the boys as well. I just got a text from my mom and you each get to choose. These were my grandpa's pocket knives. My grandma just found them this morning. So you each get to pick one.
Okay.
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
I think I want.
Wait, no, I actually, can I pick first?
Yes.
Well, I guess.
Okay, I want the tooth colored one.
Okay, what I was going
to
say is...
What's tooth color to you?
That's interesting. I was going to say, I thought... And you can have that one. That one is mine, actually. If you just look at the picture, it's very clear that there is...
Yeah.
A daddy knife, a mommy knife, and a baby knife.
A baby knife. That's
and
right.
who's the baby of us? Just so it's I little, know.
It's little baby Dro Firestone.
No. No,
I'm the baby.
No, just
I think I've got a lot.
Hayes, no matter what is Papa. Hayes, no matter what is Papa.
I think it was understood. There's a reason that
Daddy. Everyone understands.
Yes, I'm Daddy.
So
we all know I'm Mommy.
Okay, interesting. So you two are married. So you two are married.
You're more Mommy than me on this. Well, hey, you know what? The real mommy is the one who says, yes, you can have the tooth-colored knife.
No!
Because I will make that sacrifice for my baby who I want to be happy.
That is so Greek myth.
I know
myth.
What it means.
That is so Greek myth, it makes me sick. Now, Kevin, tell us which one is for.
Yeah, who do
tell
you
tell us
see
who
as
which
being
one
the
is for.
Tell us call, who which one is for.
What do you call your
Kevin.
Grandma? Just grandma?
Foof.
Foof?
Foof?
Yeah. Yeah. F-O-O-F. We used to call her Toots, but she said that makes her sound like a floozy, so we stopped.
So tell us which one Foof is, which one is for. We'll
call her floozy.
It's hard to also know like how big these are, because there's no, Foof provided no,
there's nothing
for scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They should be, yeah.
I think she thought they were like going to be each other for scale, but that's not helpful.
Mm-hmm. No.
She was like, look at how big.
Next to a
they all look like
Tiguan.
The lengths of toes to me.
Well, what age?
Human adult toes. That seems, that bottom one's a big toe, next one is this middle toe, and then that top one is the baby toe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They're each a toe. Okay.
Knew it.
I want the daddy one.
Big Woody.
Look at the texture on it.
And it has a shield.
Imagine the way that grip feels in your hand. Yeah.
It has a shield for deflecting bullets.
Yeah.
As you
charge. No, that's what's so great about it is when it's closed, you could actually still use it to like, ka-poing, ka-poing.
Ding, ding, ding. That one's Sean's.
That one was Sean's?
Yep.
Okay. And Dro gets the tooth-colored one.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Just as I thought.
And Hayes-man gets camo.
I get baby camo.
Mm-hmm, little baby sneaky one.
Okay, I'll take it.
Wonderful.
I can conceal that so easily.
That's what I thought would be most appealing to you. I think you could keep it inside your beard.
Mm-hmm.
And then with one big cough, you could reveal it.
It's wonderful. And you know,
and
the thing
open
is,
it up.
Nobody likes to be around coughs. You know, nobody likes to be around coughs. Turns out your cough's even worse because it's got a knife in it.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah. They were worried. Yeah, they were worried about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out they should be
about
worried about
the violence virus.
Yeah.
I am so glad I was sober today because otherwise we would have never gotten those gifts. Right? Is that
well,
right,
and
Kevin?
You would. Yeah. And you would have been really scared, too, when we started talking about some of this stuff. Because when you're high, you especially, Joe, when you get really high, you know, you get paranoid. And so when Hayes starts talking about coughing a knife into the palm of his hand, mm-hmm. snicking it open in one smooth motion, and starting to wield it aggressively, that becomes very vivid for you with some of the dank hydroponic dro that you're blowing.
Luckily, I'm not blowing any dro, and I don't imagine
you didn't today because of Kevin, thanks to Kevin. So I guess, Kevin, do you want to talk about the guests recently who have been too high? Did you feel that Janet Varney was on the moon and that we were unable to do an effective episode?
Janet was messed up, and that was kind of rude. Lou Wilson, we did a D&D episode with Joe. I mean, the kind of stuff he was coming up with was kind of...
wizard.
Yeah, it was very mm-hmm. wizard-based.
I noticed that, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wizards are high.
A dinosaur.
Yeah. Dinosaur.
Smoking that wizard weed.
We had John Gabris and Phil from Somebody Feed Phil.
Oh,
and
I think
Gabris thought he was Phil. There was some, he was like, I have the show now.
I wasn't here for that one. I had to leave because people
John
were
had to leave.
Too messed
John had
up.
To leave.
Oh.
So I left because they were so messed up. But this has been really pleasant so far.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan create their official travel guide to L.A. The boys welcome back engineer Ryan to debut his new album, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Joe at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100.
saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about something you insisted on, which is that you have some kind of game.
Yeah, I did want to promote it.
And this is now my problem.
Well, I wanted to promote it. So
you did
so,
another
so.
Game.
So what?
So Dr. Game Joe has another game.
You did yet another game. Is this so responsible to be doing right now?
A lot of people. A lot of people want to smile.
Here you go. Play your little games. Pay no attention to...
More distractions from what's actually going on. Everyone just get into your little...
Just incredibly irresponsible.
How many people have come up to me and said, ah, God, I need a smile today. I can't tell you how many people have said that to me. God, I need a smile today.
They want a smile.
No, you're thinking...
And what they need is the news.
Yeah, more like tuning out the news.
I got some, okay. All right. Okay. I deserve that.
Isn't this a perfect example? We don't have to choose, Joe.
Huh?
Oh, I need a smile today. Oh, well, here's your little game. No, we can watch tuning out the news and we can have our smile and we can have the news at the same time. Mm-hmm. One smile per
smile
episode.
During the news. By the way, Trevor's not going to be there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor's leaving, Joe.
Yeah,
so I think right now maybe it is time to watch the news and smile. Because Trevor's leaving.
Yeah, I know.
Let's not take these last few moments for granted before the news does become.
Yeah, I just I guess I didn't know how to bring this up, but I did want to ask: is that who out of the three of you do you think is most capable of taking over the Daily Show?
Okay, yeah, no, this actually is something that I did want to get into in this episode. It should be me.
Oh.
It should be me.
Yeah, okay. Does anyone else feel different?
I have been thinking about it as well.
Yeah.
Ran a couple of numbers on this. I have come to the conclusion that it should be me. I should be... the guy who does the Daily Show. I should be allowed to do it every night. I should be
the nightly show.
I should be the main star. And it should be me up there talking about what happened in the news. And crazy, this crazy man, Bush.
Okay.
Have at thee, Bush. That's what I'll say every night.
Mm-hmm.
And just, Kevin, did you kind of have a preference?
You're done, Bush!
Kevin, do you have some kind of stance you wanted to kind
Memo
of push?
To Bush. Retire, please.
Yeah, my stance is no more politics on this thing.
On The Daily Show?
Too political.
Could be better. Could be better. It's kind of one note these days.
Yeah. You lose half your audience.
It's true.
You're trying to get a bigger audience talking about.
Bush buys sneakers too, you know?
Everybody's got to. You can't walk around barefoot. You'll get sick.
We got advertisers. We got to service that.
Yeah, well, you'll get sick.
Oh, yeah. Barefoot?
Yeah.
The amount of bugs that could get into your body through your feet if you don't put on any shoes when you go outside, you'd be amazed. And they'll burrow in there and they'll do all kinds of havoc on your body.
Oh.
They move in and set up shop and just start doing all kinds of crazy stuff inside your bones, in your belly.
Speaking of bugs, I bet you all had a wicked good time about Heidi Klum's costume. Didn't you just have the best time talking about
giving
that?
Me life.
That costume, the galvanizing body horror, whether intentional or not.
Mm-hmm. Something for everyone.
The way that Heidi was able to make a statement about our unrealistic beauty standards through this grotesque, but somehow in its own way, magnificent and glorious costume, it sent me to another plane of existence. And I'm not sure I want to come back, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd like to stay here for a little bit, if that's all right.
Bye-bye.
Where this woman who, she was a model.
Yeah.
Was that a dog sneezing or?
I just want to say that, yeah, that was kind of a dog. I didn't want to do this, but yeah, I guess the dog is going
to. The dog wants to come on?
Yeah, I guess the dog wants to
come on. Is that part of the game?
As the game,
a dog is sick.
Game.
No, the dog is not sick.
Save the
game.
Sick there's, dog.
No, there's no sick dogs in the game.
Okay, then I guess every other dog is sick.
I'm not sure.
Because either that dog is sick or every other dog is.
Right?
This dog's not sick.
Okay, then I'm going to check on my dog.
No, what this dog
because everyone else is sick.
No, this dog did not make any sick noises.
I've sneezed. Sorry, I'm really sorry to laugh. My understanding is that a sneezy is one of the sickest noises that any dog could ever possibly do. A dog only does a sneezy when it's very stressed in captivity.
Kevin, did
is this dog
sneeze?
In captivity?
No. It's inside the dog home. It's in Manhattan.
Okay, Manhattan is not the dog's natural habitat.
Is in Manhattan.
Its natural habitat is the woods.
Not this dog.
Not the concrete jungle.
This dog.
The regular jungle.
This dog, if it didn't have the concrete, its nails would be the length of M&M bags.
It trims the nails on its concrete so they don't turn into M&M bags.
A nail as long as an M&M bag.
That dog belongs in the jungle. It needs to be returned.
No, it's not going to the jungle.
This dog
no,
must
I'm not
be
taking this dog
the
to the jungle. No, the dog is staying in Manhattan.
It belongs in the Amazon rainforest.
No, it's a healthy Joe. Dog, and it belongs in Manhattan.
Joe, the dog is getting sick from lack of jungle.
No.
Are you going to fix it or am I?
No. The dog gets plenty of milk. He's doing great here.
Milk?
The dog is not supposed to drink milk.
Dogs drink milk.
No,
they eat and drink
it's supposed
meat.
To eat lemurs.
Meat, okay, so, meat juice.
So why, when I put out a bowl of milk, why does it go away?
Because you conditioned it
Excuse
to
me?
Keep itself sick.
Hurley sneezed so hard into it got everywhere.
In order to tune out the concrete jungle. The damn thing's addicted to drugs.
No. There is no drugs. My dog is sober. Sober dog. And you think if my dog sneezed out a bowl of milk, you think I wouldn't notice splatters of white liquid all over my pristine floors?
What color's the floor?
Yeah, talk about the floor color.
It's brown.
You have a brown floor?
Ew.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? What Nasty. Color is your floor? Bright blue, sky blue? What color is your floor?
Yes.
Yes.
Both of you have sky blue floors.
Yes, of course.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm flying around the kitchen. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I lay down.
Here
I
go.
An airplane.
Yeah.
Whee!
You guys have LA in your blood.
And when my dog sneezes a big bowl of milk out onto the kitchen floor, it looks like clouds are in the sky.
Is this part of the game?
No.
Then what is part of the game?
When does the game start?
Have you been told that your conversation is have you been
as
told
we're
that
helping you? As I'm giving up my time to help promote your project.
You love
I could be
projects
doing so much.
You love projects. You know you love them.
I don't know what I like anymore. Yes. I mean, you definitely are a project of mine, and it's taken up enough of my time at this point that I must enjoy it. Because why else am I still here?
May I see it? May I see the game?
May I see the game?
Okay.
So I know that it's real.
Okay, you ready? Okay, there it goes.
The game is a pizza.
No, I said it.
It's what?
It's what?
I showed it.
What?
I showed it.
You showed it, but your camera was off. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know or what?
Obscured the game from me.
No.
I'm not going to steal the game, Joe. I've got my own game ideas.
Oh, like what?
Throw batteries.
Excuse me? The game is called Throw Batteries.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what exactly is the game? Hmm? What is the game? Hmm?
You get on top of an old fence and you throw batteries.
You're saying that at Barnes & Noble, there's going to be a box with an old fence in it.
Mm-hmm.
And batteries.
No batteries.
Yeah.
Oh, batteries not included.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
And you gotta buy batteries, wait till they get old.
Nah, they don't have to be old.
They ideally shouldn't be brand new.
Yeah.
But they don't have to be old.
Somewhere between new and leaking.
Uh-huh. And you want, just so I know, age what? Ages.
And it comes with a spoon to make a hole.
Yeah. You throw the batteries into the hole. So you got a spoon hole. There's a picture on the box of like what the shape of a hole would be. And then you get the spoon hole, you throw the battery in there. Age is, I mean, what age can you get on top of an old fence? From
what's
little,
the age of,
right?
What's the age of yours?
What's the shape of a hole?
What's the shape of a
round
hole?
Round.
Mm-hmm. Round on the ground.
You disagree with that?
You don't think it holds round? You might be thinking of something else.
No.
What shape are you picturing? And I'll tell you what you're probably confusing a hole with.
Circle.
Okay. Well, this is going to fucking rock your world. Circles are round.
No, I know that. I'm not in ninth grade. I know that.
You're acting like a ninth grader.
No, I'm not.
You're acting
no.
like a high school freshman.
Well, thanks a lot. Actually, why don't you tell my agent?
Okay.
So then maybe I can stop going out.
That would be good for you?
Well, yeah, then maybe I can stop going out for a 40-year-old nervous woman
on
the brink. Hmm? Well, you know, my agent's just got pummeled.
Your agent just
got their ass
pummeled?
What happened?
I just got pummeled.
You did or they did?
They did. They got pummeled.
Your agent just got pummeled?
In a merger.
Oh, no.
No, Joe.
You got merged.
You know, one day you wake
up. Merger one.
One day you wake up. You wake up every day for a couple of years. You say, an ICM client. Then the next thing you know, before you know.
Amazing.
And then before you know. Those three letters are gone. The only letter left is C.
Keep the C and you moved
keep
the
it.
C.
Now it's at the
bye
front.
Bye bye I. Bye bye M.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's your identity, right? The I, the universal I.
Yeah.
And now it's Albertson
it's gone.
Slash C.
ICM cares for I care much. And now it's CAA.
See you later.
Care ass.
Care a lot. Yeah.
Anyway,
no, I didn't know you were going through that. No, this explains a lot. You've been you've been acting really fucked up, and this actually explains a lot, because I didn't realize what was happening for you.
Kevin's been putting in the chat little check-ins. I have not been acting fucked up. Kevin's been putting in the private messaging on the chat.
Hey, Joe, chat check-in.
We wanted to talk about the game. I understand the game now. It's a different agent.
What's its name?
Each one of these check-ins says good. Keep up the good work.
Pretty nice.
Do you have a game agent?
No.
Okay.
Okay, and that's nobody. So you don't
you lost
to...
your gaming agent.
No, yeah. Nobody. You know, I don't think Checkers has an agent. You think Checkers has an agent?
Checkers doesn't need an agent, babe.
Yeah.
Hey, can you know I show mean? You I know something checkers. I made? No, can I show you something I made?
Is it the game?
Yeah, I wish you'd show me something.
And I don't
something
want you to judge.
Be the pizza slice again. I can't look
I,
at
I don't want you to judge me,
see,
okay?
Let me see what you made. Okay,
let me see it.
Don't judge me, okay? Okay.
Is it? Okay, what? Well, just I'm give me the general area of what it is. Is it a drawing?
No.
Yeah.
It's not a drawing. No. Okay. You
is
made
it like
it.
An is it like an apple man?
No, no.
Is
it's
it
close.
Like a dried up apple that you put like a head and feet on?
No.
Is it is it like a three dimensional design, like a structure?
Yeah.
It is. Okay.
Is it a god's eye?
Dream catcher?
Hmm.
Okay, I'll look at it. It's a tiny carrot.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Little carrot.
She made that.
All right.
What's it made out of?
You know, and I can't say, but listen, just the thing is that you just never
what
know.
What is it?
You
made
just
out
never
of?
Know what people can do. You never know what people can
Here
do.
Here I am sitting in judgment of you, and I have no idea that, you know. Right beneath the surface is the kind of mind that could craft a carrot so small.
I didn't even look at a
carrot.
That no
rabbit
that was from
would be
memory.
Satisfied.
That was from memory.
Isn't the your game, isn't its name Fruits?
Yeah, is it Fruits?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not judging you, but I am judging some game? Of your marketing instincts a little bit.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Maybe
do you
here I am, creator of the game named Fruits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here, what should I make? Oh, I know. Vegetable. I'll make a vegetable.
Vegetable.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Mean marketing for the sequel, I guess.
No. No sequel. Expansion.
Show me the game.
Okay.
Or I'm getting off the Zoom.
No, don't threaten me, okay?
Let me see that.
I'll show it to you. Okay, you ready? This is the
Put
game.
Put the game on the
fruits.
Grass.
This
and
is
there
it.
Are some of the fruits.
A farm-to-table card game.
That game's shiny. Ah.
So chill out. Okay, so these are some of the cards.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You got pineapple.
Pineapple.
50 points.
50.
Oh, there's apple. That's
Apple's
worth 10 points.
Oh, who made
strawberry.
The points? CIA?
Yeah, right.
Strawberry's
you wish.
30.
Uh-oh. What's that? That's a treat card.
A parfait. That's
could
Brian
do,
Lord's
parfait.
Idea.
Could do apple parfait. That's worth triple the points. Okay. Well, look who this guy is.
Okay, it's a rock.
There's a mouse.
That's a mouse.
The mouse, is he going to eat the fruit? Yeah. Why does the mouse have no nose?
Mice don't have noses.
Joe?
Sean?
How high are you right now?
I am so.
You made a promise to Kevin that you would not blow this much dro.
Check in, Joe. Check in.
You smoked the nose off a mouse.
No. Even if I was sober, I would know that mice don't have noses.
So this is this freaking jungle dog.
Mm-hmm. No wonder the jungle dog's so sick. No wonder he's sneezing. He's trying to grow his nose back.
No, he's got a nose. He's got a nose for sure.
He's got one, but he chewed all the mouse's ones off.
No way. God, they never had one to begin with. Who's got, look at this. This apple doesn't have a nose.
What's that one's name?
Doesn't have a name. None of them have
no
names.
No name?
It's named Apple.
Joe.
What?
Cancel the game.
No, I can't.
We gotta name some of these guys.
No, I can't. I can't cancel the game. It's already out there.
Oh, Joe.
The apple's name.
Jesus. How long? How bad is it? How long has it been out?
Hayes, what did you name the apple?
Beavis.
Beavis Apple.
You want me to market a game that has a card that says Beavis Apple?
Beavis Apple. That says Beavis Apple.
Okay, what are you going to name this one?
The banana?
Yeah.
I hate to go with Beavis again, Cornelio. But it just seems like, yeah.
This is Beavis Banana.
Beavis Banana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you going to name this one? That's 50 points.
Oh, is that the, yeah, is that the most points of all of them?
Yeah.
That's the biggest one, Pineapple. Okay. Well, then that name has to be something big. Butthead the Pineapple?
No. I don't want to call it Butthead the Pineapple.
Joe Biden, see this inflation? The freaking pineapple's 50 points.
Don't bring gas prices into this.
I went down to the game store the other day. The pineapple. Can you believe these pineapples 50 points now?
50 points.
One pineapple card.
Yeah, we did it, Joe. Firestone.
Joe, you can name that one USA LLC.
Actually, could be pretty smart.
Yeah, I actually think that's a really good idea.
Thanks, King.
And which one goes first?
Huh?
Which one
which
goes
one
first?
Goes first.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And
but
how
basically,
many?
So the game, I guess,
so
never
the game
begins.
Game is not. No, no one goes first.
Here's what happens. Okay, you're dealt.
Tell me.
You're dealt 8 cards.
Okay.
Okay.
One.
Uh oh. What? Ow. That's your card.
The grabber.
The grabber.
Yeah. Now I know that's for people like you. They're gonna grab a card from somebody else's hand.
Oh my gosh.
That one's. So that one is for us.
Yeah.
For people like us, whatever that
is. Is the
means.
Game competitive or it's just for
God
looking
knows
at.
What you mean by that?
It's a game of. It's a game of strategy and chance.
Okay, so I get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I am dealt. Which
you're dealt eight
one
cards.
Of them's a grabber. Are they all grabbers?
No way. Okay, so you're dealt 8 cards. Okay, here we go. So okay. Here's your cards. Okay. So you got dealt 8 cards. Okay, here's what you got. Oh, you got a pie. You got an orange. You got a strawberry. You got a pineapple. You got a mouse. You got a kiwi. You got an apple. You got a banana. Okay. Now, what you're going to try to do over the course of your turn is try to get bunches. Now, bunches is 3 or more of the same fruit, okay? You set it down, you get points. Now, but then a mouse can go ruin that. Hello?
What
happened?
Did
it freeze? Did you go answer the door?
Yeah.
What do you want him to do?
Who was it?
It could be an emergency.
Who was it?
Okay, so now you want to know who it was.
Yeah, I do want to know who it was.
But answering the door was bad to do for some reason. And yet, that's literally the only way to find out who's there.
So okay, it's so like, she doesn't want me to answer the door, but now she's so curious who it was.
Yeah, I am curious. Think,
and maybe if at the time that I answered the door, we'd been a little bit nicer about that decision, I'd be a little more willing to share who exactly it was at the door.
Please, it's a dog catcher. Us. If you must know, it was the dog catcher. And Sean gave him $1,000.
To go, I sent him to the concrete jungle to capture another dog and retrieve them to safety.
No. If I
to
see...
the non-concrete jungle.
No.
Mm-hmm.
If you
to go
sent...
to the actual jungle.
No.
Yeah.
If you sent a dog catcher for $1,000 to come to my house.
The dog catcher called me. Mm-hmm. The dog catcher called me on the phone and they said, is it true what I'm hearing about the dog? And I said,
you don't have to say, just say nothing if it's.
Yeah.
If what I'm hearing is true. Do not.
I'm not going to lie to the dog catcher. Then I get caught. No, thank you. So then they came.
With a.
I gave them
$1,000. Signed affidavit from the judge.
What judge? What judge?
Come on, Joe. You're going to make me say it. Lance Ito. I got to fucking say it now. Judge Lance Ito. That's who? You know who pulls the strings in this town?
Which card goes next?
There is no card goes next.
Whose turn is it?
So it doesn't begin, and there is no card that goes next.
The person that goes, okay, here's your deck. Okay, so basically what you want to do is try to work on getting these bunches. So you're going to take cards each of your turn and try to work on getting bunches. Now, when you get a set of three, you're going to set it down. Now, if you got three oranges, you put down an orange pie.
So I'm going now. I have to put one of those down.
You pick up a card. Let's say you picked up this is the card you picked up. You want it? Look at it. You already got one. You want this? Mm. You do, right? Because then you can work on your kiwi bunch.
It's reminiscent of gin.
Kind
of. And it draws to mind the concept of a glass of gin with delicious fruit chunks floating.
Kiwi nice. Gin drinks.
Mm. Now, you want it? You want this?
You're putting that down?
Give me it.
Give me that.
Okay, you put it down?
Now, what are you going to discard?
I'm taking it.
You want to discard your orange or your strawberry? Maybe your pineapple?
No way.
You want to discard your apple or your banana?
I'm not giving anybody that.
What are you going to discard? You got to discard one. What are you going to discard?
What happens if I put down the mouse?
Somebody else is going to pick it
Don't
up.
Laugh at me.
Use it against you.
You said it was bad.
Use the mouse on me. Yeah.
So then, if you set down these kiwis, a mouse can come and eat one of the kiwis. If the opponent can do this.
The opponent has their mouse eat my kiwi.
Yeah. Just like
so. So then what happens?
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. So you're going to set down your bunches, right? You know that. You set down your bunches. Maybe you got a kiwi pie.
Mm. There's only one kind of bunch.
You ever talk about living in Manhattan that's... setting down the bunches.
Okay.
So yes, I know that's pretty much the only thing I do know at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the game, you're gonna count up your points. Okay.
Who got the most bunches? The only way I get points is by having bunches.
Yeah, but you can. What is it?
And the pie is more points.
Yeah, pie is twice the points.
And the pineapple is the only one that's extra?
Pineapple's 50 points. If you had a pineapple pie, 3 times 5, times 2, times, that's 300 points.
Oh my God.
Yeah, first person gets 1,000 points wins the game. Now, there's all these little tricks along the way. There's locusts, and there's mice, and there's grabbers. So you'd never be too sure.
Yeah.
What's going to happen. You can't trust the people.
And you look up, and the midterms are over, right? Mission accomplished.
Oh, come on.
Before you know it, all of a sudden, they've taken over the House. And
well, this is coming out on Tuesday, which is Election Day. And so we have a message for everyone listening. Throw out the game.
Everyone walk over to the trash can.
Into the kitchen trash.
Open it up. Drop the game in the trash and go vote.
Now, listen, I just want you to know that is not the intention, is to say, don't vote, buy this game, okay? This is for people that do vote to
Kevin,
play
the
games.
Joe said voters only, so it's not for, it's not allowed to be played by non-citizens?
It's for children.
It can't be played by convicted felons currently
it's for
serving a sentence.
Wow. Dang, Joe.
It's for
Come on,
children.
Joe.
Children.
I would think this game would be incredibly popular in prisons.
Do you really think so?
Yeah.
I know so.
I'll send it to prisons, I guess.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. But you're going to have to loosen up some of the rules around voting.
I will say this is that, I send it to my friend. And to be honest.
Which friend? Do we know them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Ted Kaczynski?
Close.
Ted Lasso?
Close.
Wow.
Ted Bundy?
Close. Wow, and he threw it in the trash.
Doesn't sound like a friend of me.
Well, how would you respond to that?
To getting your game thrown in the trash?
Lose this number.
I'll show you the video. Mm-hmm. It's pretty disheartening, I'd say.
There's a video?
Yeah. He sent me a video of him throwing it in the trash. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here it is. There's fruit.
Oh, my
God. Yep. And it is the kitchen trash. Wow, that's literally exactly...
What would you do?
That's exactly what we recommend.
I'd say what I'd do is say thank you for believing in the future of this country and still knowing that you have a voice.
And for knowing
and that,
that
this game,
the polls are already opening, and that you are able to vote early, provided that you purchase the game fruits and throw it in the trash.
Fruits is the opiate of the masses. And what we have to do is we have to put away these fruits and pick up our voting
and
pens.
And we will be defunding
to write down
fruits as
who
well.
The president
is. Please don't defund fruits.
Fruits is being defunded.
No, do not defund fruits. Okay, now I just want to know, honestly, you know, everybody here has had projects that they're promoting, right? And that you send packages to your friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now what would you do if you got your package thrown in the trash?
Wouldn't know. Nobody sent me one.
No.
I have no idea how I would react to that.
And that's why you do a podcast. You can't. They won't even let you drag it in there. People have dragged.
Drag it.
Yeah.
Who's drag? Drag what?
The podcast. It is not draggable.
True.
You can't drag it.
Click it as hard as you want. Double click it. Why don't you?
Mm-hmm. Love to see that. Ooh, it feels good. I felt it.
How much is it?
How much is the game?
How much would you pay for it?
I guess slightly less than the paper it's printed on.
Sean.
Paper is too shiny.
It's not even that shiny. It's not even that shiny. It's basically this is like,
I literally need a golf visor to look at this. I literally need to be wearing a Callaway golf visor to even look at this.
It's not even that shiny, okay? It was just in the concrete jungle.
Who's the name of your game partner on this?
Josh Knapp. And I'll say this. We just found out Dad's had the same name.
Huh?
I'll say this. We just found out Dad's had the same name.
Your dad
had the same name. I thought you were saying Gad has the same name.
That's
like Josh Gad
too.
Has the same name as Josh.
And I was like,
Gad.
Yeah. You just found out.
We just found out that Josh has the same first name as Josh Gad.
Kevin, can you delete
Which
that
is a
whole
big piece
can
of news.
You just delete that exchange?
Josh Knapp.
Can you delete that exchange from
that's what someone should have told him before he invented fruits.
Could you delete
hey Josh,
it?
Why don't you take Kevin? A nap?
Hey Josh.
Kevin, can
you
hear me?
Sleep this one off?
Kevin, can you hear me?
What part did he come up
Kevin,
with?
Kevin, can you hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, what was his idea?
Kevin, can you delete that other
Let
part?
Me guess the
Just
grabber.
Doing a check-in.
Yeah.
Kevin, no, you hear me, Kevin?
What was Josh's favorite part Slice to come
the
up
mouse,
with?
Slice the mouse's nose off.
Seems like Kevin can't hear me.
Is Joe talking to me?
Yeah.
I had to do all these check-ins, Joe. The boys pay me by
What was
task.
Josh's...
I've said your name 16 times,
What was Josh's
Kevin, in the, last
the best
16
part to come
minutes.
Up with?
Huh? What?
Yeah, what was the part that Josh liked coming up with?
What's the part that Josh liked coming up with?
Mm-hmm.
Josh is kind of like, he's kind of, you know, Josh comes up with the numbers.
He came up with the different numbers. And
he
so
did
he
the
said,
numbers.
This one
he
has...
did pineapple 50.
Yeah, how many cards?
He did
how
apple many, 10.
How many points? He's really good at
numbers.
Numbers
guy. I know one of those.
Who? Joe, I'll make you a deal. I'll cut that exchange, but I need legal help.
Huh?
If you can provide me a lawyer, I'll cut that exchange.
For what?
My best friend's suing me for libel.
Libel?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Who is your best friend and what did you do?
Libel women.
His name's Crisp.
Holy Bibble.
Mm-hmm. Crisp?
Yeah.
Crispy?
Crispshin. He goes by Crisp. I called him Richard Dryface and he's suing me for libel.
I can't offer you
Happy
legal.
To cut that exchange, Joe, but I'm going to need some legal help. He said it's going to be a very bad year for me.
I can't defend you because I believe you're wrong.
You believe I'm wrong? He's suing me.
Crisp is right. You are wrong. Richard Dryface.
Huh. Was it?
Some best friend.
Was it? I mean, I guess how dry was it is the question that you're going to have to.
It wasn't that dry, but he says, I don't comb my hair anymore. I said, you're Richard Dryface. So he started it. Yeah. I think I have a pretty good case, Joe.
But it wasn't that dry.
Yeah.
And just he was right about your hair.
The bottom half was really dry.
Bottom half supposed to be dry.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you want the liquid to drip down.
Drip down.
Because if you're wet on the bottom, everybody says something to you. You need a napkin? You need a napkin.
Joe, I'm really going to need
fruits on the bottom.
I don't
know. The trash.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.